It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So the story yesterday was that came out of the Olympics, one of them, but it was by far the best and the farthest reaching and the fastest, was Henrik Rummel, who is an Olympic rower. His event is, believe it or not, called the Coxless Four. I'm not even lying about that. The picture and video that spread like wildfire was him on the podium after they won the bronze medal. And he's standing there with his teammates. And they're wearing their spandex that they row in. And the shot that everybody was wondering about was, it looked like, it appeared that he had the misfortune of getting way too excited while wearing spandex. And it just
way too excited.
And he just happened to be on the podium at the time while they put a medal around his neck. And
while billions of eyes are watching.
So that was the story. This guy is so cool about it, though. He actually, instead of hiding away from it, he came out online and just flat out denied it. Which, that in itself is remarkable. saying, I swear it's not. I don't know why it ended up in that position, but there you go. So,
yeah, like, what else are you supposed to say?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, damn it, Maury. Damn it, Maury. Get in here, sweetheart. Please. Damn it, Maury tracked down Henrik yesterday, got him on the phone, and this is some of that.
Henrik Rummel, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you. Congratulations. You guys deserved the rowing medal. You must be on cloud number nine.
It was really, really stiff competition, and especially
Did he honestly just say that?
Yeah.
This guy may be my new favorite human ever. Okay.
It was really, really stiff competition, and especially from two exceptional boats from Britain and Australia. But we did well. We hung with them, and I thought we were going to get some of them there, especially in the third 500 we were coming up on them. So, but it feels great. It really does. It was a successful trip for sure.
So first he said,
"Yo,
nah, I'm not gonna."
Okay.
It was really, really stiff competition, and
he has to know this
of
guy.
Of course, he knows.
I love this guy, man.
Now, speaking of stiff competition and hanging in there, can we talk about the headlines that are you today? Everyone is saying that you were sporting some, you know, wood in the pants, but you're saying that wasn't the case.
No, that's definitely not the case. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I don't think I've laughed any harder than I did this morning when I saw the Gawker post. That was really funny, but it's not true. I've never heard of that happen before, but I'm actually very surprised that a similar story hasn't come out yet, because pictures like that are not uncommon.
That is so true. You're wearing the tight dungarees.
What does that mean, Maury? What does dungarees mean?
It's a fancy word for pants.
Why don't you just say pants?
I thought dungarees were overalls.
No, they're pants.
But what is your desire and compulsion all the time to, like, say things that aren't right but that aren't funny enough to get a reaction?
It's just a different word. You know, we all look for different words to expand our vocabulary.
But why would you say dungarees? Is it because you're embarrassed because you're talking to a guy about his wiener?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Nervous.
Just say
but
that,
I do have
then.
To say, looking at that photo, and I've examined it quite well, you got to admit that it does look like things are, you know, in the up and up for you.
Yeah, things are very locked in place, it seems like, but that's more due to the nature of the spandex than anything else, and just unfortunate placement.
How many girls came up to you after that photo was released saying, hey, are you single?
Yeah, well, I haven't actually gotten any yet, but I'm traveling around London with my girlfriend, so I think she'd have to fight him off if that happened.
Oh my God, what has she said about the photo?
I think I think she preferred that it didn't happen, but I think she sees the humor in it.
Oh my God, what did she say? Like, you have no concept of as soon as somebody says as soon as anybody says to Maury anything like, well, I'm here with my girlfriend, or, you know, well, my mom was with me or whatever, like Maury's immediate reaction. And maybe it's because your own family relationships are sketchy. But Maury's immediate reaction is, oh my God, what did she say? As if there is, like, this is so unusual to have a girlfriend.
Oh my God, what has she said about the photo?
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.